Next case study then. This gentleman is something of a trailblazer. David Prescott is running Digital Marketing Mentor and joins us on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Very well. Thank you for joining us this morning. I've described you there as a trailblazer because, as I understand it, you're the first person, to my knowledge, who've gathered a BTEC Level 3 qualification in social media and you've turned it into a business. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Tell us how and a little bit about you and your business then, David.
Well, a little bit about me, first of all. I am Leicester born and bred, and up until February of this year, I worked for a government agency giving advice to the government on ICT in education, so particularly focusing on the development of online learning materials for the post-16 sector. I say fortunately, the government decided to close us down when they looked at public sector funding cuts. And the good fortune is that encouraged me to follow a passion of mine and start my own business.
Okay, and that happened in March this year, didn't it? So
that's right.
Since that time, you've managed to use your experience and turn it into a business. Tell us a bit about the business itself then.
Well, the business is Digital Marketing Mentor, and I was at a Chamber of Commerce event, actually, Martin, you'll be pleased to hear, and I was at a workshop just to refresh my business skills, and a delegate actually said, this is really useful information, but I'd love to have somebody to support me in implementing this into my business, and also to maybe gain a formal qualification. So with my marketing background, I retrained in digital marketing, which is basically using the internet to market your own business. And I then contacted BTEC and sought to write the first Level 3 qualification in social media for business. And we are launching that on the 21st of September here in Leicester. The venue is to be confirmed, but
so you will be going out to companies and explaining to them or showing people how they can grow their business via the platform of social media, things like Facebook, etc.
Twitter, correct. Our qualification is accredited by BTEC, so employers will value it in terms of employability. But not only will businesses and individuals get new skills and a qualification, they will actually learn how to apply it into a business context. So
Fantastic. Not necessarily,
but actually applying the skills and be able to, for example, see the impact and the return on investment from a Facebook campaign, for example.
Okay. Martin, have you got any questions you'd like to put to David?
Well, no, I think this is a huge opportunity because I don't think any of us have really understood social media and its ability to get to so many people. If you think about the story with the footballer, allegedly, a few months ago, where suddenly the name of that person went round to 78,000 people in the best part of a couple of days. You know, the ability to get to a large audience very quickly is quite remarkable. And I don't think we've quite grasped how that could impact on a business. And I think, you know, the area that you're going into is an area that a lot of businesses are starting to take very seriously.
I've learnt it by hook or by crook, and I'm thinking that maybe I should be asking you questions right now rather than the other way around. But I think that it is so vital. I mean, in my business, Twitter is very important. I've succumbed to the Facebook pages for the various agencies, although it's terribly hard to get people to like them, to get them ranking, etc. But yeah, it's absolutely vital, and I think you have got an absolute corking business idea there that you're obviously going to be very successful at.
Peter, can I ask you something? You're used to importing and exporting building materials, really tangible businesses here, and yet David here has created something that is very ethereal, is very out there, and doesn't actually exist in physical form, but in this day and age carries huge currency, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Services generally are becoming almost the backbone. I mean, we're a great manufacturing nation, but internationally, we have to use the skills where we have the skills. And things like this is where we are leaders in this country. I mean, I have actually been on training courses for the use of Twitter and,
really?
And so on. But they're not in any way accredited. These are sort of day courses that people run. It's people who are experts in that. And I tweet and I've got my LinkedIn page and all the rest of it. Mm. And it is undoubtedly extremely useful. I do hope that as part of that course you take an international angle on it, though.
Are you looking to do that eventually, David?
I am, most definitely. There is an opportunity, and obviously a lot of businesses are trading overseas, but there's also opportunity to recruit learners from overseas using maybe the technology in terms of online learning. But
if I were you, I'd be getting the appointment with Peter now.
Well, certainly we can help you to sell that around the world, but there are too many people who set up their website and then are amazed that somebody from overseas wants to come and buy their product.
Exactly.
We get a lot of customers that way.
Exactly.
Did you have any questions for the panel, David?
I do, yes. In times of recession, it's the norm that training and marketing spend is cut by small businesses, and Leicester, Leicestershire has a lot of small businesses. But do you think that approach is correct, or do you think that's the area where they should actually be investing?
Some of the biggest corporations in the world were set up during times of recession. Yeah. There's been research done about that. It is absolutely not the time to start cutting your marketing.
Yeah,
the opposite.
That's right, and I think your service is something that businesses will make prioritise over other types of spend, because it is vital. I spend my life banging my head against the wall telling my speakers that they need to be active, and they're like, oh, I haven't got enough time, and it's like, well, find it. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seriously thought about as actually in the future, not yet, so I don't need people writing into me right now, but we'll have to take somebody on to purely do the social networking, even though we're only a band of five.
There are many companies, Martin, that have already done that, aren't there? That have taken on people specifically to manage their social networking.
Very much so, and I think this is a evolving phenomenon. There's no question about that, because it is a different way of communicating.
David, will you be training people to train others, and is that how you intend to grow the business and expand?
Yes, I'm currently seeking mentors, which are experts in the field of social media. So learners and employers will be taught by experts that are actually practicing the skills and using the effective techniques on a day-by-day basis.
I actually feel excited by just hearing you tell us about
that's
it.
That's always a good thing, isn't it?
I'm very passionate about this. As I said, I've been helping some businesses over the last 6 months and, empowering them to actually take the initiative and market their own businesses effectively. But if I can, I'd just like to mention my website, because I do have a website up.
It would be remiss of you not to whilst you're on the radio, David. Go ahead,
yes.
Please do.
www.digitalmarketingmentor.co.uk. You can find out all about the course that's actually running on the 21st of September. If anyone's interested maybe in becoming a mentor, then they can contact me through the website.
And just tell me you have got the .com and the .net.
I have got the .com, I've got the .org, I've got all of
.net.
My domain. .net, yes.
Good man.
I've got them all.
He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Brilliant. David, great to talk to you. Thank you so much indeed, and good luck. All the best. Take care.